Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 9. That's when the kids come in. Anyway, I don't know if you've been following along, but I've been celebrating my 20th anniversary here at WMFO 91.5 Medford. 1,000 Points of Light has been here since the year 2004. It was the fall of 2004 when I made my way over from Alston Brighton Free Radio. I think that station went belly up. They kind of ran out of money. They couldn't think of any creative ways of raising funds. Couldn't do a benefit concert. Couldn't do any kind of like a partnership with anybody. All they could think about doing was increasing membership rates. So every time they had a budget crisis, they would ask all the DJs who were members to fork over more money. And I just wasn't having it. So I left and the station was done. And I came here and things have been much better. More or less. All right, so what do we got? So we're going to do an indie rock, kind of like going back and looking at some of my favorite indie rock selections over the last 20 years. Last time we did hard rock. Before that, it was industrial. Now indie rock. So what does that mean? Like Pavement, Flaming Lips, and some of this. Death Cab for Cutie. This is Black Sun. 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford WMFO.
We'll be right back. fine. How could something so fair be so cruel when this black sun revolved around you? How could something so fair be so cruel when this black sun revolved around you?
A pin in your backbone, spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down, but thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around. Thanks for picking it. Your road.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Buffalo Tom with Velvet Roof. Love that song. And basically what I did there is I went from, like, you know, Seattle, West Coast, D.C., back to Boston, kind of an in-and-out type thing. You know, so that's sort of what I did. And what's up now is Yola Tango. But before I get to that, this is my effort at playing the best of indie rock on 1,000 Points of Light. This is my 20th year here at WMFO 91.5 Medford. And as a way of celebrating, since they celebrated or asked me to celebrate by enjoying a one-hour show as opposed to two, I'm making the most of it and doing the best of from all the different genres that I've enjoyed playing for you over the years. Tuscadero, so that's an interesting track there. It's a love letter to Mount Pleasant, back when Mount Pleasant was like, it was like dirty and nasty, and you could potentially get mugged wherever you go. There's garbage and empty 40s cracked and broken in the street, and there was a riot. And back in, like, I think that was 1990, maybe ancient history now, but it was sort of a, but it's a good song, as it's sort of like a kind of a love letter to an effed up neighborhood. So it's sort of, you look at it that way, it's almost timeless. Buffalo Tom. So Bill Janovitz is also a writer. He wrote a book about the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street for the 33 and a Third series. Frequent listeners of the show will know that I enjoy that series and have a show devoted to a book once I finish it, sometimes before I finish it. And so I went to the reading. He did a reading with somebody else who wrote a book. He was like the interviewer. And so I brought my copy of his book about Exile on Main Street, and I got him to sign it, and we had a nice moment. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Up next, finally, as I'll stop prattling along, we're going to hear Yola Tango, Our Way to Fall, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Run away to fall in love. I don't wanna be the one who rides Yoshime. She's a black belt in karate. Working for the city. She has to discipline her body. 'Cause she knows that
like a bird, the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free. Like a worm, a hook, like a knight from some old-fashioned book. I have saved all my ribbons for thee. If I have been unkind, I hope that you can let it go by. If I have been untrue, I hope you know it was never to you. Like a baby stillborn, like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out for me. But I swear by this song and by all that I have done wrong, I will make it all up to thee. I saw a beggar lean on his wooden crutch. He said to me, you must not ask much. And a woman leaning in her darkened door, she cried to me, hey, why not ask for more? Like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
Oh yes, the Lilac Time. Great version of Bird on a Wire from the I'm Your Fan record, the tribute to Leonard Cohen. And that's a great, great compilation. I recently rediscovered that. It's got the Pixies on here, R.E.M., Ian McCulloch from Echo and the Bunnymen, Lloyd Cole, House of Love, James, and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, among others. John Cale's on there, too. Before that, The Flaming Lips, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. That was part one from the album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Sebado with Flame from The Sebado. Yola Tango started off that set, Our Way to Fall from And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. Great record there. This is my indie rock tribute, so trying to find the indie rock songs I've enjoyed. So don't go double-checking like all the indie rock playlists that I've put up there. First of all, they're not available because it goes off the website after about 2 weeks. So you would have to be a really crazy archivist, but I can't promise that I have some kind of sophisticated model for judging what the 20 most popular indie rock tracks that I've played over 20 years actually is. It's just my memory and what I feel like playing it tonight. Anyway, so that's what's going on. 20-year celebration. Indie rock is our focus here tonight. And next up, Of Montreal, great band. I saw them at the Paradise a few years ago. And this is going to be from their record called The Sunlandic Twins, Wraith, Pinned to the Mist, and Other Games. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO.
Pretend we don't exist. pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Maybe I'll never die, I'll just keep growing younger with you, and you'll grow younger too. Now it seems too lovely to be true, but I know the best things always do. Let's pretend we don't exist.
So sure.
All right, Brian Jonestown Massacre with Who Effin' Pissed in My Well from My Bloody Underground record. Before that, Liz Phair with Never Said from Exile in Guyville. So it was the, I think, the 30th anniversary of that record, and she toured, I think it was last fall. I heard it was an amazing show. Before that, My Morning Jacket with One Big Holiday from It Still Moves, and it was of Montreal's Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games from the Sunlandic Twins. This is my indie rock celebration, 20-year celebration. I've been here 20 years. It's hard to believe. And I still sound amazing. Okay. People are texting me. Anyway, all right. Up next, Snake Face, Throwing Muses, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Throwing Muses with Snake Face off of University. I'm about done here. Hope you enjoyed the show. 20 years of indie rock, and that's all I could come up with. The Dandy Warhols are going to wrap things up for me here tonight. I needed to play, so I was turned on to the Dandy Warhols and the Brian Jonestown Massacre around the same time, so I figured I would end the show with both those bands. This one is going to be Bohemian Like You from 13 Tales from Urban Bohemia, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.
bitter.